It's Alice in Wonderland all over again.
So the situation of an undocumented immigrant married to an American citizen. And we've seen that a couple of times with Lillian Calderon from Johnston, and I think a case in Connecticut recently also, where they're threatened with deportation even though they are married to American citizens. And I guess a lot of us thought, well, that protected you.
It's very complicated. Every one situation is a little bit different from the next person. Lillian Calderon was in a situation where she was under a final order of deportation. And what has happened historically in those cases up until a year and a half ago was that if she were eligible, generally the service end of the Immigration Bureau would allow the adjudication of that application without causing her any more problems. But now the administration, when they see that someone is under a final order and they know that person is coming in for an interview, the service end of immigration is tipping off the enforcement end of immigration. And then enforcement, if they deem it to be appropriate, will be there to pick up the person and execute the deportation order. And to use the resources this way, to terrorize people, because this is really what it comes down to. They're frightening people. They're announcing these policies. We're going to prosecute criminally you if you come into the United States without papers, something that's unheard of.
And we have also heard from some groups a call to abolish ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, is not the Border Patrol. So if you abolished ICE, you would still have the Border Patrol stopping people or trying to stop people getting into the country illegally.
And it was BCP. Customs and Border Protection, Border and Customs Protection, they are the agency that was responsible for carrying out the separation of the families that was, I think, the impetus for this call to abolish ICE.
So is there any possibility that ICE will be abolished, or is this just a cry of the aggrieved?
I don't think that anyone really thinks that we're going to be able to get by without having an immigration enforcement force. Because anyone who looks at this understands that there are people in the United States who should be deported from the United States. The infuriating part of this is how the resources are being misallocated now. And it's important to remember that just simply being in the United States without the right papers is a civil violation. It's not a criminal violation.
So what is the situation at the border now with the separated children and families? They're still trying to work that out.
They have backed off from the policy that was announced just a couple of weeks ago of prosecuting criminally for the misdemeanor offense of entering without inspection. They backed off of that. They have backed off of the separation of the families, which was obviously being used as a threat. And a lot of this is because I don't think they grasp the enormity of the situation that they have created for themselves. You know, these immigration decisions, I mean, we're really talking about the makeup of the country and what is the effect of having, you know, a huge group of people here. It's a very complicated situation, and it's not amenable to these just Band-Aid kind of fixes or these black or white views of the way reality is, because reality isn't black or white a lot of the time.
Looking forward, what do you see taking place here? Is there a move in Congress at all to fix this situation? Because I guess that's where it would have to really come from.
That's absolutely true. Even the DACA program that Obama initiated, he did it explicitly to kind of kickstart things, to kickstart the discussion, to show that giving this protection to this group of people wasn't going to result in the decline and fall of Western civilization. And these are hardworking, young, energetic people who've grown up in the United States. They're as American, for all intents and purposes, as you and I are. But Congress still, they won't touch this. It's just too controversial. These policies are scaring people from wanting to come into the United States. And you're seeing this whole thing with the travel bans and how many students were affected. These are students that we want in the United States. We want them here. We want to educate them here. We want them to stay here. These are our doctors, our engineers. It's just well established that we need this influx of new energy to keep the economy churning.
So a final word, looking forward, what do you see happening?
You know, we're talking about these midterm elections. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. These policies are affecting people today. it's hard to be optimistic because there's no one in Congress who's stepping up and saying, okay, we do need to fix this, and this is what the plan is going to be going forward. It is so controversial. It's going to be a hard bargain to strike, I think.
Well, Carl Krueger of Dorcas International, thanks for your insights, and thanks for talking to Rhode Island
Always
Public Radio.
Always a pleasure,
Radio.
Chuck. Thank you.